Welcome to a special Election Day episode of Talking Politics, your modern voter guide. I'm your host, Mike Mayo, and my two guests this week are Duluth City Clerk Chelsea Helmer and former Duluth City Council candidate and Duluth local activist Rich Updegrove. It's up to you, the listener, to be critical. Now, let's get political. Welcome and thanks for joining me, Chelsea. My first question for you is, who is eligible to vote?
So in Minnesota, the eligibility requirements are first that you're a United States citizen, that you're at least 18 years old on Election Day, you've been a resident of Minnesota for at least 20 days, and that you're finished with all parts of any felony sentence.
Perfect. One question that students might have in particular is, where do they go to vote? I know on campus it's a little bit different, and if you're a student living off campus, specifically at UMD, you might be in a precinct around the neighborhood. Where do you find out where to vote, and where will students likely be voting?
Yeah, so what I recommend is folks can go to mnvotes.org, and there is an option there to find my polling place, and you're able to punch in your address, and it'll tell you exactly which precinct you're in and where the polling place is for that precinct. So that's a really easy, fast way to find out if you live off campus. If you live on campus, if you're a student of St. Scholastica, you will be voting up at the Vineyard Church, which is off of Arrowhead Road in Precinct 11. If you're a student of UMD, you're actually going to be voting in the Kirby Ballroom, which is on campus.
Well, that makes it even easier.
Yeah.
Another thing students might also wonder about, but for everyone in the community, what should they bring when they go to vote?
Yeah, so if you are a registered voter, you do not need to bring proof of residence or a photo ID on Election Day, and you can check your registration by going again to mnvotes.org. There's an option there to see if you're registered. If you're not registered, you need to bring proof of residence on Election Day, and that can take several different forms. If you are a student of UMD or St. Scholastica and you live on campus, we actually get the certified housing list from the universities. So you can bring a photo ID with you. It can be your student ID. It could be your driver's license. And then they will check the housing list. And that is considered proof of residence for those students. So if you live on campus, that's a really fast, easy way to register. If you don't live on campus, the number one thing that you can use as proof of residence is if you have a driver's license or photo ID with your current address. If you don't have a driver's license with your current address, you can use a photo ID plus some sort of documentation that's tied to your address. And so that could be a utility bill. It can be a bank statement. It can be a lease agreement, a student fee statement. It just needs to have your current address, and it needs to be dated within 30 days of the election.
So if there are any problems that someone might encounter while they're trying to register to vote, let's say they don't have the proper documentation, is there someone they can call or a website they can go to report a problem?
They can certainly contact our office. And that number is 218-730-5500. They can go to mnvotes.org. They can also go to our website, duluthmn.gov. And we are on Twitter, so you can follow Duluth Elections on Twitter. It's at VoteDLH.
Well, that makes it even easier. Everyone loves Twitter these days, so.
Twitter's fast, yep.
Yes. So my final question for you, what does the process entail? I know there are a lot of candidates on the ballot, which has been the big focus, but there's also some levies on there. Is this a dual-sided ballot? And I know for different people it will be a little different, but for kind of a generic overlook on the ballot this November.
Yeah, so it is a relatively large ballot. It is two-sided. For Duluth residents, there are three referendum questions on the ballot. Those are school district referendum questions about a tax levy. There are, for most folks, you're going to have a Minnesota governor's race. You're going to have two Senate races. So there's a Senate race that's normally scheduled for that it is the end of the term, and then there's a special election for U.S. Senator for the position that's currently held by Tina Smith. And then you're going to have a number of judges on the ballot. You're going to have, if you're a Duluth resident, you're going to have United States Representative District 8, And then depending on where you live in the city, you're also going to have a state representative. That's either going to be District 7A or another district, which is slipping my mind at the moment.
7B.
Thank you. And then there'll also be county commissioner races, county sheriff, county auditor, and I think there's some soil and water and conservation districts on the ballot also.
Yeah, so a lot of races to keep in mind when you're headed there. But you can go, there's a website, right, where you can go and check out the ballot ahead of time?
Yep, absolutely. You can go to our website, duluthmn.gov. We have a sample ballot posted. If you go to, again, mnvotes.org, you can punch in your address, and it'll actually give you your precinct-specific ballot.
Great. Well, I'd like to thank the Duluth City Clerk, Chelsea Helmer, once again for chatting with me today about elections. And if you did have any questions, like she said, you can go to mnvotes.org, and we'll also link that on our website. Once again, thanks.
Thank you.
Up next, I've got former Duluth City Council candidate and local activist Rich Updegrove, who's going to talk more about the importance of voting, specifically if you're a student. My first question for you, why is it important that students and young people in general vote in this election, and not just this election, but every election?
Well, mostly because politicians tend to ignore young people, and they do it because they feel like they can do it without any consequences. And I think it's time for young people to have their voices be heard and be heard collectively. I think there's a lot of things that a new generation has to say about things like the environment, about equal treatment for all people, about gun control. There are so many important things that young people need to have their voice heard on, and this is a way to do that. Also, no one's really paying attention to the skyrocketing costs of college in terms of making it a voting issue, that we know where all of our candidates stand on how to bring those prices into affordable levels. So really it's just having a sense that your voice matters when you act collectively as a group of people. This is your chance to do it on election day. And if you do it regularly, then the politicians can't ignore you any longer.
Great. And my last question for you, what is the power of a vote? What can you do as a citizen of the United States that is unique and special?
Well, what's pretty amazing is that your vote is equal to the vote of someone who is older. It is equal to the vote of someone who has more money than you. It is equal to the vote of someone who has more experience than you. There's a lot of reasons why young people in particular are told that their voice doesn't matter or that their voice doesn't count. But it counts equally on election day. It's the time where we're all treated equally by one vote apiece. And if you want to stand up for something and know that you have power, your vote is a way to do that.
Wonderful. I think that sums it up really well. Thanks again, Rich.
Thank you, Mike.
That wraps up this special edition of Talking Politics here on Tuesday, November 6th, which is election day in the United States. Be sure to get out and vote. Polls are open until 8 p.m. in the state of Minnesota. Tune in next week on Talking Politics, and I'll have a newly elected guest in the studio to interview and ask them questions about the election and what their platform is. But in closing, as Rich said in his interview, it's important to remember to vote today because regardless of your race, religion, sex, gender, income status, or anything else, your vote is equal to everyone else's vote as long as you do vote. So go out, exercise that right, and we'll see you next here on Tuesday at 8 a.m. for another episode of Talking Politics.